For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Gusty winds fanned wildfires as portions of California struggle through a scorching heat wave. Currently, as many as 10 major fires are ravaging landscapes and threatening homes and structures. The largest, known as the County Fire, scorched more than 88,000 acres.
We still have a lot of open line out there. The firefighters are making great progress, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
And while thousands of firefighters are working around the clock, the high winds and extreme heat could complicate their efforts. At least one death has been reported so far. As for the heat wave, meteorologist Barry Pierce says it got really hot in Las Vegas.
We reached 112 officially here in Las Vegas. Death Valley was 121, so pretty toasty for this time of year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Last month, the U.S. economy added more jobs than experts had predicted. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The report from the Labor Department showing 213,000 jobs were created in June, and that's significantly stronger than the 190,000 to 200,000 analysts had been predicting. That good news, though, is somewhat offset by an uptick in the jobless rate. That rose 0.2% to an even 4% last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to deliver a list of migrant kids that are under the age of 5 who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is in response to the request for more time to reunite the roughly 3,000 children with their parents. The judge asked for an explanation as to why the extension is indeed needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is narrowing down his choices for the Supreme Court nominee. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month?
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Officials are keeping a close watch on the first hurricane of the season in the Caribbean. Hopefully, Hurricane Beryl will weaken before it gets near islands like Puerto Rico. Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center.
Once the system gets near the islands of the Eastern Caribbean Sea, the environment becomes a lot less favorable. And there's a chance that after Beryl passes near the Lesser Antilles, it could break open into a tropical wave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.